Joschka Fischer, Germany's foreign minister, is in the U.S. this week, mending fences with Washington and underscoring what his country and ours have in common. One thing our national leaders do not have in common is a sense of urgency about fighting Iraq. For Joschka Fischer and the Germans, war in Iraq might distract us from more important pursuits.
What will happen to the war against terror? I mean, we are fighting side by side. The first time, maybe it's not so important for the United States, but for my country, for Germany, it was a very tough decision to send our troops to Afghanistan. For us, the big question is what will happen with the war against terror, because this war is not over.
Fischer says Germany is also concerned about the aftermath of a war in Iraq. Once you overthrow Saddam Hussein, he asks, what happens the day after?
What is the vision of a new Middle East? And will this create more peace and stability in the region? And are the American people ready to stay there with a lot of troops for long term to guarantee peace and stability in a very unstable and dangerous region?
Joschka Fischer says these are the same questions being raised in the United States by people equally skeptical of the administration's Iraq policy, and he is here trying to depict current U.S.-German tensions as intramural disagreements. Fischer is the leader of the German Green Party. He's one of Germany's most popular politicians. He serves as foreign minister in the coalition government of Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, who heads the larger Social Democratic Party. Schröder's re-election campaign was marked by many statements opposing U.S. intentions in Iraq. One minister, who has since been forced out, drew comparisons between President Bush and Adolf Hitler. The campaign was seen by Washington as so anti-American that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld snubbed his German counterpart at a NATO conference, and President Bush declined to make a congratulatory phone call when Schröder won re-election. On this visit, Fischer met with Secretary of State Powell, whom he speaks warmly of as Colin, but he was denied a White House appointment with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Against this backdrop, it falls to Fischer, a one-time campus radical who ages ago protested against the Vietnam War, to affirm the enduring strengths of German-American friendship, especially German indebtedness to the U.S. for defeating Nazism and implanting democracy.
We are very grateful to the United States, especially my generation, because we experienced that. I was grown up as a small boy with GIs abroad, liberty, freedom, chocolate, chewing gum. Do you have chocolate? Was my first sentence I learned from my older sister, and I was a small guy with 4 years old in southern Germany. We experienced Woodstock, the anti-Vietnam movement, so an ambivalent view on the United States policy, but never on the culture and the country. And therefore, based on this, of course, we have our, as democracies, sometimes different views. And NATO is an alliance of freedom, of democracy. And sometimes you do not agree, and then you have to say that and say, okay, these are the reasons, but this is a disagreement in families.
Henry Kissinger seems to think you're moving out of the family. He wrote this week that Germany is now abandoning its transatlantic relationship, its European relationship. You think he's got it wrong?
That definitely. I mean, nobody moves out of the family.
On a couple of specific questions, Foreign Minister Fischer says that in the event of a war with Iraq, Germany will not take part, but as for U.S. bases in Germany being used in such an effort, that is a hypothetical matter, he says, to be decided at a later date, if necessary, by the German government. When asked if he sees any persuasive evidence linking al-Qaeda to Iraq, Mr. Fischer shrugs evasively and details instead what Germans do see.
What we see is a terrorist threat. You have to look to Bali. You have also to look to Moscow, to this terrorist attack in the theater. And I know that these are really terrible guys who commit these crimes. But on the other side, I think that the only way out is also a political solution for these crises in Chechnya, because there are so many innocent people which suffered from the terrorist or from the counterterrorism policy there, and they are Russian citizens with full rights as Russian citizens. It means also to be protected and not mistreated, and therefore the only way out to help these majority of the Chechenian Russian people who are not part of these terrible terrorism, there must be a political solution, and we must always think to try out the roots of terrorism. The main battleground of terrorism is not a military battleground. It's the mind and the spirit of the people.
German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, who spoke with us at the German ambassador's residence in Washington this morning.